what's going on. There's a war zone here today out in the heartland, but the union's here to stay. Those multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true, but they declared a war on us right now, and by God it's up to you, 'cause there's a war on the workers. There's a war on the workers. There's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots.
This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Hundreds of supporters joined 20 Goodyear strikers to protest Goodyear receiving an award at the NASCAR banquet held at the swank Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Goodyear, the sole supplier of tires for NASCAR, forced 15,000 United Steelworkers members in 16 North American plants out on strike on October 5th.
Due to past sacrifices by the workers, Goodyear profits reached $500 million in 2005. Proving that greed has no bounds, now Goodyear is insisting on additional plant closings, sending more jobs overseas. It's also demanding concessions in this round of bargaining, including health care giveback by retirees and dramatically lower starting salaries for new hires. And now to the Goodyear rally.
We're out here tonight across the Waldorf Astoria at the annual NASCAR dinner where Goodyear's receiving an award from NASCAR. Thanks for coming. Let me bring up the Steelworkers District Director for all New England, Mr. Bill Piena.
Goodyear picked the wrong damn union to pick a fight with when they picked one with the Steelworkers.
The outcome of the USW versus Goodyear will have an impact on every worker, both in the United States and abroad. The sheer size of this dispute means that the whole world is watching. In coming years, the strength of organized labor may be judged by the outcome of this single strike. And make no bones about it, we will win this fight. Our first speaker is a friend of labor and the steelworkers. Welcome Carolyn Maloney from New York 14th Congressional District. Congresswoman Maloney.
Thank you for standing up and speaking out for working men and women in our country. And what we need is fair trade, not free trade. Yeah. And NASCAR fans should call Goodyear and tell them that they want to see drivers racing on tires made here. NASCAR fans care about the safety of their tires and they care who makes their tires. And whether you race at 200 miles per hour as a NASCAR racer or whether you drive 55 miles an hour in a family car, your safety depends on the safety of your tires, and that depends on UAW, that depends on steel workers making those tires and making them safely. And your tires should be made by people who know what they're doing. And now, we have Goodyear that is hiring these scabs who do not know what they're doing. Scab. It is an absolute safety issue for the people in those cars. And the American people want the real deal, made by skilled workers before someone gets hurt in a NASCAR car or in any other car. Goodyear's company is not in trouble. It's profitable. But the way they treat their workers is morally bankrupt. Goodyear's greed is hurting its workers, and it is hurting the safety of the American public. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman Maloney. Our next speaker is New York City CLC Executive Director and someone who helped us put this rally together, Ed Ott.
Goodyear is involved in the ultimate form of theft. When they were in trouble, they turned to their union workforce. They were given substantial help. They were given greater productivity. They were given called out cash. Workers made sacrifices to get them through the bad times. And now they turn around and try to commit the ultimate form of theft. They are trying to steal the livelihoods of hard-working people. They have forced them out on strike. They are threatening to send these jobs to other countries. NASCAR, which is almost the ultimate working class sport in this country, proudly flashes the American flag. Proudly wears the corporate logos of companies like Goodyear. There's an element of loyalty that goes into the business of sports. It's built on the communities of hard-working people. And a company like Goodyear takes that support and spits in the face of every American working family when they perform the ultimate form of theft. The loss of livelihood is capital punishment for workers. It steals everything that generations built. These jobs, these tires that America built a car culture on, belong to us. Goodyear does not have a right to steal from the workers of this country. Goodyear does not have the right to steal from us so they can go someplace else to steal from them. Goodyear is a company that is involved in irresponsible conduct, and we should perform a citizen's arrest. NASCAR should disassociate from this company. We should disassociate from this company. In this city, several million vehicles a day travel these streets. If these workers don't get justice, this labor movement, us right here, will inflict an economic punishment on Goodyear that they never imagined. Justice!
See you, hon. Have a good day.
You too, sweetie. Drive carefully. I'll see you soon. We all know what can happen when a tire fails.
Emergency room, code blue. Code blue, paging Dr. Franklin. Dr. Franklin to the ER.
Yet Goodyear has hired replacement workers after forcing 15,000 skilled employees out on strike with demands to slash health care, close plants, and export good-paying jobs to low-wage countries like China. An independent study has shown labor strife and replacement workers increased the number of defective tires in the Ford Explorer rollover fiasco, which ultimately produced 271 deaths and 800 injuries. So if you are thinking about buying a Goodyear tire, how much risk can you afford?
Paid for by the United Steelworkers.
Okay, we're going to keep playing that over and over until they get the message.
Now let's bring up the people suffering through a more than 2 month strike right now at the hands of Goodyear. Workers from all across the country at plants all across North America have suffered because of the greed of this company. And the person that is dealing with that on the ground, in the trenches, working with the strikers, helping them here in New York, helping us send our message to NASCAR, is from the Corporate Campaigns Department of the United Steelworkers. Let me ask Mike Zielinski to come up.
The steelworkers love New York.
We know that New York is a union town, and we want to get the message to NASCAR that they have got to use union tires. So let's get it out there. Let's say it loud. Let's say it proud. When I say union, you say yes. Union!
Yes.
Union!
Yes.
Union!
Yes.
Union!
Yes.
Union!
Yes.
Union!
Yes.
Union! Our Goodyear strikers are standing up against corporate greed. That arrogant corporate CEO makes $29,000 a day. And he's got the audacity to say that our members have got to take cuts, that our retirees do not deserve health care. Well, we say, hell no! It's my honor to be here tonight with 21 of our 15,000 members who have been on strike at Goodyear Tire since the first week of October. We have members here tonight from Gadsden, Alabama, from Tyler, Texas, from Topeka, Kansas, from Lincoln, Nebraska, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, from Danville, Virginia, from Marysville, Ohio, from Akron, Ohio, and from Buffalo, New York. And I have the honor to introduce two of our union brothers who are on the front lines of this fight against corporate greed and to stand up for good manufacturing jobs. I'd like to call up Brother Jerry Hilton and Jim Mariner. Jerry Hilton is from USW Local 2 in Akron, Ohio. It's the plant where they make the NASCAR tires. Jerry has worked in that plant. He's a second generation tire maker. He's got 30 years in there, but Jerry's not making those NASCAR tires right now. They've got untrained, inexperienced, job-stealing scabs in there instead of Jerry, who knows how to make a tire. And we've also got Brother Jim Mariner from Local 843 in Marysville, Ohio, also a second generation Goodyear employee with 32 years of service. Give him a hand, show him your support.
We're thanking you for helping us fight tonight to show Goodyear that we won't stop. One day longer, one day longer, we'll be here. I worked at Goodyear since October 5th when we were more so thrown out of the plant, unfair labor practices. My dad worked there some 35 years, and I come from a worker union family. I worked at the Goodyear Technical Center, where the tires are being made by a quality tire builder.
Yeah.
Now, we're not in there now. If we're out and unskilled people is in there, you make the call. Can you make the call?
No scab.
Can
no
you
scab.
Make the call?
No scab.
Scabs
no
are in there doing work no that we normally perform. And when I say we normally perform, we're out here, they're in there, and it's one thing about it I always say, they're unskilled is one. They're unqualified, that's two strikes. And another thing, they're unmotivated because they're forced to be in there 12 hours a day. Do you think you're gonna get some quality out of group that's being forced to work 12 hours a day? No, absolutely not. You won't get that. And I'm thanking everyone from being here tonight to show us solidarity. We won't stop now. Goodyear has a fight on their hands, a fight to the end. Right, union workers?
Right,
right, right. Union workers?
Right.
Thank you.
Right. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. We've been on strike for nearly 2 months. I work in Marysville, Ohio. I've been there 32 years. Like Jerry said, the qualified, the experienced, the knowledgeable people that build the tires that Goodyear normally builds are not in those buildings. Those scabs that are in there are through some temp agency. They have no obligation to quality. They have no obligation to do a good job. They don't care. You make the call. Yeah, I'm a second generation. Really, I'm a third generation rubber worker. Goodyear workers care, and they're knowledgeable, and they put out a quality product. Our fight is America's fight. Our fight is for job security and for retiree security. My main motivation to be here today, my father's 74 years old. He retired in 1995. He worked in the same building that Jerry works in. And they want to take his hospitalization away at 74 years old. 3 years ago, due to poor management, Goodyear was on the brink of disaster. And we took concessions, we froze our pension. Goodyear's turned it around. Last year, Goodyear made $489 million in profits. And now this year, you know how they want to thank us? They want to close another plant. They want to send jobs to China. They want to take away retiree health care. They want to reduce wages. That's how they want to thank us. And I think it's time somebody said enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. Are you with us? Thank you very much.
We're with you, brother. One day longer. One day longer. Now, do you believe me? Do Goodyear workers deserve a contract?
Yeah.
What do we want?
Contract.
What do we want it?
Yeah.
What do we want?
Contract.
When do we want it?
Yeah.
What do we want?
Contract.
When do we want it?
Now.
Hey, I should tell everybody that there's steel workers wrapped all the way around that block. Nobody's coming in that hotel tonight without getting our message. Hold that flyer up. It's a message they're getting. It's my pleasure to call the next speaker to the podium. I call him the best friend workers have anywhere in the world. He's been in China looking at Goodyear workers and what happens to them there. He's been in Nicaragua. He's been in Guatemala. He's been in Mexico. He's been in Bangladesh. Where there's a worker that needs help, Charlie Kernighan's there to help him. And he's here tonight to talk about Goodyear. Please welcome the director of the New York-based National Labor Committee, Charles Kernighan.
The CEO of Goodyear is sitting in his $1,000 suite waiting to go down to the banquet while 15,000 Goodyear workers have been forced out on strike. It's not like Goodyear's not making a profit, but in today's climate of runaway corporate greed, that's not enough for these corporations. So they want to stick it to the workers again. Goodyear wants to shut the Tyler plant down in Texas and throw 1,100 workers out on the street with nothing, so that they can take the work to China. Goodyear is in China because they're in a joint venture with the government of China. And in the Dalian factory in China, they have 30% of the workers are temporary workers. They get paid 42 cents an hour, $16 a week. Those workers have no rights. Those workers have no union. Those workers will be fired if they miss a single day. And even the full-time workers get 56 cents an hour and $22.27 a week. That's less than a steel worker earns in 1 hour in the United States. If they try to organize a union, they'll have a boot on their face and they'll be thrown out on the out of the factory with nothing. This is Goodyear. Goodyear imported $10.2 million of tires from China last month alone. They want to increase their imports by 1,000%. That means that next year, Goodyear wants to bring in $1.2 billion worth of tires made in China. Goodyear, it's selling out the American worker. It's selling out the Canadian worker. And it's climbing into bed with a regime that represses its people, the Goodyear strikers. They're standing up for worker rights in the United States, worker rights in Canada, worker rights in China. The Goodyear strikers are saying to Goodyear, you're not going to destroy the middle class in the United States. You're not going to pit us against the workers in China in a race to the bottom over who's going to accept the lowest wages, the least benefits, the most miserable living and working conditions. We won't have it. This is still our country. You will not destroy the middle class with your corporate greed. We're going to take back our country. It belongs to us every bit as much as it belongs to those people over there in the Waldorf. This is our country, and they're not going to do it in our backyard. They're not going to get away with it in our country. Goodyear, you're in for a fight. Goodyear, you're in for a struggle. One day longer.
One day longer.
One day longer.
Hey, let's hear it for Charles Kernighan.
Our next speaker
is the Reverend Dave Dyson. Okay, he is here now. He has always been a friend of labor and a true friend of the steelworkers. Please give a warm welcome for the Reverend Dave Dyson.
You know, I thought I had heard just about everything until I heard this Goodyear story. $489 million in profit, and they turned their backs on the very workers that made them rich. They want to take the pensions away from the retirees that made them rich. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for the gloves to come off. There is a new day in Congress, and there needs to be a new day for the labor movement. And if Goodyear turns its back on the American worker, then I think it's time for the American people to turn their backs on Goodyear. Goodyear spends millions of dollars every year on blimps and pimps to sell their name all over the country. We need to go out and let the American people know what they're doing, and if we have to drag their name through the mud, then that's what we should do. If they are taking pensions away from retirees, what makes them different from Enron? As far as I'm concerned, Goodyear is the new Enron. And these people are the ultimate hypocrites. They wrap themselves in the flag. They wrap themselves with Jesus. Now they're wrapping themselves with NASCAR. But what they are doing is morally unacceptable. And we shouldn't put up with it. NASCAR is supposed to be the sport of the worker. NASCAR should be ashamed to even let Goodyear in those doors tonight. This campaign needs to be an international campaign. You need to reach out to your allies in religion, to your allies in the other unions. If you call us, we will come. The American public sent a message in the election. The American public now needs to send a message to Goodyear. And that message should be, you either treat your workers with the respect they have earned, or we will shut you down.
Reverend Dave, I got to tell you, I think you came up with the slogan. It's going to be a bad year for Goodyear if they screw with the steelworkers. Thank you.
No more greed! No more greed!
You know, it's kind of symbolic. You look across the street. They had the NASCAR flag up there. They had it up. It's now down. It's gone. We lasted longer than they did tonight. We're going to last longer, as long as it takes.
One day longer! Okay. One day longer! One day longer!
Okay.
One day
That's
longer!
All.
One day longer!
This is the beginning. On December 16th, we are going to be at over 100 Goodyear stores getting our message out to the public, and we could use your help. So please, if you can, for 2 hours on a Saturday, it's December 16th, the United Steelworkers and our friends are going to let the rest of this country know what Goodyear is doing to this country. It's our fight today, it's going to be our fight tomorrow, and with your help, we're going to win that fight. Thank you very much. We're going to see you on the street. We're going to see you wherever we've got to fight.
What do you want, Goodyear? Contract. What What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want it?
Now!
All right!
Woo!
And you were listening to a rally outside the Waldorf Astoria Hotel protesting NASCAR's support for Goodyear, and 15,000 Goodyear workers are on strike right now. They are being attacked by Goodyear, and this is something that is going to continue across America unless we stand up for them.
This has been a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special.
Produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nair. And the song is steelworker Eddie Starr's rendition of Ann Feeney's song, War on the Workers.
Hey!